This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
The country. Look forward to our visits every week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to work with you, talking about things that are important to our farm families, ours. I consider my farm to be your farm. Doing things there, I talk about what we're doing on my farm, and then we find successful farmers to give you inspiration, perhaps, in the areas that we need it. I'd like to start the program off with some news, and then we'll have a conversation today. We're going to talk to Lisa Kivarist, who's the owner of In Serendipity Farm, has a B&B attached to it as well. So we'll have that story. How is it that she's successful? Again, all of these conversations are aimed at giving you inspiration, light, from the corner of the world for agricultural families. It's pretty dark right now. So what is going on? One of the things that's going on immediately of concern is the bad weather, the heavy snow. There are a lot of people through the Midwest that cold are used. This is nothing new to farmers in most of these areas of the upper Midwest and the Northeast. But there are I've told the story on the air, what happened to me 3 years ago when the roof, was it 3 years ago? It was 4 years ago now. It was February of 2015 when the roof collapsed on one of my barns in the area where the feedlot was under the weight of 11 feet of snow. 8 cows died. There were 3-4 days of temperatures 30 below, 35 below. The cows' feet were freezing in their steps in the feedlot. Their bags were... I had 180 cows at the time out there in that lot, and we were milking them, and the bags got frostbitten. It was an awful, awful reality, and I stopped milking. I didn't want to do it anymore after that. And so I'm not suggesting it's the right thing. I don't want you to stop. I just was disheartened because 3 people quit. They didn't want to work and all that stuff. So the point is, in terms of my barn and the collapse, the heavy, heavy snow, we couldn't have gotten up there anyway to get the snow off, but if you have the ability to remove the snow from your roofs, your barn roofs, you better do it. Because building failures from snow loads are really something you're going to be reading about. And they're, you know, attributed to a couple of different things, improper building design sometimes. I built these sheds myself, telephone poles and 4x4. It just wasn't... There wasn't enough slope on the roof for the snow to come off. That's really what the problem was. The snow load exceeded the design capability, and the imbalance of where it was on the roof caused the frame structure to weaken and to collapse, and there were about 18, 20 cows underneath this portion of the barn, and 8 of them died. So in looking at this, learning from my mistake, the snow loads, design the building so the snow can come off. If the snow load is 30 pounds per square foot and the roof was designed for 40 pounds, shouldn't be a problem. My roofs were not designed to hold 11 feet of snow. They just weren't. And so whether you're buying something like a Morton building or you're putting it up yourself, I think we always... We build them in the warm weather, so we're not thinking about these things, but you really do need to think about them because barn roofs, whether they're metal or whether they're wood, the wood, I think that if you can hear creaking in the building, you got a problem with the trusses. And if there's bowing, if the roofs are beginning to bow at the rafters or headers or columns, these are signs that you're going to have problems if you don't get the animals out of that barn, especially with all, again, the snow. And the cold is another thing that it's hard to, if you've got a feedlot, you got to have the animals closer in so that they're getting heat from each other and that they always, I thought this was, I thought everybody knew this, but they need to be eating all the time in order to create body heat, body warmth. That was one of the things I grew up, I knew that from when I was a kid. The more they are eating, and the good quality food is what they're going to, no matter what, if it's cold, they're going to eat. And the eating is what keeps their temperatures normal and keeps their bodies working. So not only worrying about the snow, but the cold, make sure the cows have plenty to eat. And it may be very difficult to get to them because of the snow and the cold, but it doesn't make any difference. That's your job. You're the farmer. You decide you want to milk cows, so you need to be prepared. Otherwise, it's just cruel. And that's something that I never wanted to... I have always had a special bond with my cows. They weren't just objects to me. They weren't just commodities to me. They were beings that deserved the best treatment they could possibly get. And in a sort of psychic sense, they added a lot. I had camaraderie. And whether everybody has that or not, some people are chuckling now. They're listening to this. Because they don't think the cows are beings to be, they're treated any differently than any other commodity, and I disagree with that. So anyway, the point is, be prepared to get the snow off of your roofs if you're in the if you're in the throes of planning to build a new barn for or a structure that will prevent the weather from bothering your animals. Then you got to look at the roof line, the pitch. The strength of the joists, the strength of all of the under-the-roof material, very important. And then as far as the cold is concerned, you got to make sure the cows have, again, I thought this was common sense, but for some it isn't, apparently. You got to have the ability to have the cows with food all the time. Keep them eating. That keeps them warm and keeps them alive. So there's my word to the wise based on the weather and the news this week. In a moment, we meet Lisa Kverst and find out what's going on her farm. Right now, though, I want to help you lose weight. You're not any different than lots of other people who have gotten stuck at the end of the holiday season with about 10, 12, 14 pounds on your body. This is for men and women. I think a lot of times when I talk about Calitrin, for some reason or other, it seems to register with men, but not necessarily with women. And I would have thought it'd been the other way around, because Calitrin is all natural. It's all healthy. The main ingredient is collagen. That's the protein that 30% of your body is made from. And these people have been, they came up with this formula 23, 24 years ago and have been selling it successfully ever since, because not only does it help maintaining your weight, doesn't have any adverse effects, and it helps joint support because of the collagen contents, treating arthritis, acid reflux, that kind of stuff. It has aloe in it as well. So collagen and aloe together, powerful for weight loss, powerful for a healthy body. You want to lose the weight and keep it off. It happens slowly. It doesn't happen overnight. But I will tell you, because it works so well, it is something I'm happy to recommend. I'm using it once again. The essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's what helps you build lean muscle mass, pushes the fat out. Your fat is burned off. That's how you lose the weight. So let's get at it. Taking collagen amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more collagen, too, on its own. And the nutrients there you need for proper bodily functions. Get your body to focus the proper way. Toploss.com is the website to go. It's the only way you can order Calitrin. Go online to toploss.com. Use the code DJV and save 10% on using this weight loss product. 10% off. And free bottles after you buy three. All right, you ready? Toploss.com. Lose the weight safely, effectively, and naturally with Calitrin. Use the code DJV for 10% off.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com. And stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
This report is brought to you by Milk Life. Move over, avocado toast. One of the most Instagram foods may surprise you. A new study found milk is one of America's most shared foods on Instagram, and posts with milk express more joy and less negativity than posts without milk. Milk gives kids nutrients to grow strong and helps us refuel after races. But it's also part of life's real moments of happiness, meeting friends for lattes, or digging into mom's famous mac and cheese. Molly Yeh, award-winning cookbook author, blogger, and host of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm, says,
milk plays a starring role in my kitchen in my most cherished moments, like my Blintz baked French toast that I make for my brunch club. Milk is wholesome, nourishing, and real.
Milk is important in the moments and foods Americans love. Share your real moments with Milk on Instagram using hashtag LoveWhat'sReal and hashtag Sweepstakes for a chance to win a year's supply of milk. Visit www.milklife.com for rules and regulations. That's www.milklife.com. Milk. Love what's real.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer welcoming Lisa Keverst. It's Keverst. I got to make sure I pronounce the name correctly. From In Serendipity Farm. I have a bed and breakfast there as well. She's the author of a book, Soil Sisters, a toolkit for women farmers. I have long felt that women were unsung when it came to farming, and now more and more women are owning the farm, working the farm, and I've wanted to have a program devoted to just women on the farm. So this is my opportunity to get with you, Lisa, and find out whether you are the norm. Do you think you are? Are there a lot of women who are like you who have, I don't know what your farm background is. Are you a farm kid? Did you grow up on the farm?
Morning. No, actually, I didn't, Doug. I am one of the new wave of farmers who grew up, in my case, in the urban scene in Chicago, but were drawn to rural areas and have been learning ever since. But to your question about women farmers, yeah, it's sort of funny because women raising food, feeding our families and communities is like the oldest thing, right, since the dawn of agriculture. But there's been a very exciting new wave of women running farm businesses that's increased about 20% in the last 20 years. So that's
why do you think that is, Lisa? What's the driving force? Why?
Yeah, there's multiple reasons. Like, one of them is, frankly, stronger economic and policy recognition in the sense of women and farm ownership and laws changing so that things are better recognized. The USDA, the Ag Census counting women, which actually only started in the 70s when there was more than one farm ownership on the census form. So things have changed in fairly recent decades to recognize these numbers. But it's really the growing movement of people wanting to connect with their farmer and women seeing that and realizing that that's a business opportunity too. And in many cases, following dreams they've had for years in their hearts of, hey, I really want to start this farm and now's the time to, in most cases, grow fresh fruits and vegetables, raise meats, and sell them directly to their local community.
Yeah. I think that when I was a kid growing up, the women on the farm, the wives, were quiet. They took care of a lot of the behind-the-scenes things needed to be prepared, depending on whether it was a dairy farm or a produce farm. The work was just as grueling. Physically, it was as tough. You got to be strong, have to have a strong constitution, and then responsible for all the things in the home as well, raising children often with the farmers that were working, in my case, the 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week thing. That made it tough to pay attention to children. So we're dealing with women on the farm here on the American Family Farmer this week.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffen here with Lisa Keverist, who runs a farm with her husband in Serendipity Farm. It's also a bed and breakfast. She's written a book on her own called Soil Sisters, a toolkit for women farmers. You can probably see more about that if you go to the website, INN, Serendipity, the word, all one word, INNSERENDIPITY.com. She and her husband, John, have also written a book called Homemade for Sale, Farmstead Chef, Ecopreneuring, and Rural Renaissance. Now, that's interesting. That's a mouthful and a half. So how do you share as a... maybe what I would like from you, Lisa, if you wouldn't mind, is to tell me what a day in the life you're maybe a typical farm woman. I don't know whether you look upon yourself as being a typical farm woman, but what's a day in the life of you working on the farm like?
Sure. Yeah, it's an interesting question because I think typical might be gone in the sense of
it is. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
You know, everything's a little different, and people are approaching things in different ways. A big part of our story in Serendipity that you see increasingly in women-run farms is diversification and having multiple small businesses on the farm, like we do with the bed and breakfast, and with doing some value-added cottage food products, etc. That they add up to a stronger income stream, but keep things lively and maybe not far from typical. But to your question, we're quite seasonal in Wisconsin, given the four seasons, given the cold front we're fighting right now. But for us, we really gear up for the summer season with the bed and breakfast, and we will have guests around the breakfast table. So that's often my hat in the morning, is making those muffins and having what we call a 10-foot garden-to-plate breakfast, of really focusing on what's in season and what is ripe and fresh. And it's great to see people responding to that and coming out specifically because they want to know their food source. So we do a lot of that, and then do a diversified vegetables in the field. So a little bit of everything. We sell a lot to our B&B guests and local restaurant sales, do a lot of garlic, and a lot of what we, again, use on the plate, or we do the value-added side with some high-acid food, pickles, sauerkraut, that sort of thing. So it really depends on the time of year. The books you mentioned are more so get done during the winter when farm season outside is slower. But in many ways, Doug, it's like modeling Mother Nature, if you will, in that she doesn't plant just one seed, right, and has a lot of diversity in our ecosystem. And looking at our farms that way as well to make both healthy businesses from the bottom line perspective, but I find, and John finds, it really fuels us from a livelihood perspective, too, and a creativity perspective, and to have different things going on and different ideas bouncing around.
All right, so you told me about what you do on the farm, but I want to know what your life as the woman who basically sounds like she runs the... What's a typical day like, or are you telling me with all the diversity of the different crops that it isn't the same from one day to the next?
Yeah, it does vary a lot. You're very right there. In the peak of the summer, I'm usually the one up early, the morning riser, who gets the breakfast going for the B&B. And John, he's the garden planner, so he's the one right now getting our seed orders in and keeping that in line. So we, to your point, depending on the time of year, that depends on what is the duties of the day out in the field and the harvest and the plantings. And that, you know, typically gets done during the day. We also, another aspect of our farm is we run the farm on renewable energy, so we are completely powered by the sun, which is a crop we don't often talk about, but that one actually is probably the lowest maintenance. We just put in a new system this past summer, and that's one that is always working thanks to the sun, and in this case we overproduce and get a check back from our utility.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm doing that on my farm as well. More from Lisa Kavarist after a few words from your local station at 28 past the hour. It's the American Family Farmer.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing, being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says it is dangerously cold.
When you have wind chills of minus 50 degrees, let's say, on average, it's very, very hard to talk. That air could actually freeze within the windpipe and down into the lungs. So they're telling people not to be outdoors and talking.
The record cold across the South has prompted the opening of emergency warming centers.
Paul Stensrud has opened his church to the homeless in Jeffersontown, Kentucky.
It's a hand up, not a handout, you know, but we're here to help them get to that next level, to get them off the streets.
Wind chills in parts of Kentucky hit minus 25. So far, 9 deaths are blamed on the weather. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Farmers, that's our focus here. This program has become pretty well preserved, actually, if I do say so myself, because of its acceptance around the country every week. And then there's the podcast, too, which you can share with your friends if they don't get to hear this thing when it's on the air live. Every week, we put together a podcast of the important elements of our conversation from the previous week. You can find the podcasts at American Family Farmer Show. .com. They're becoming quite popular, thank you. It's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All right, so we have Lisa Kivarist here with us from In Serendipity Farm, the bed and breakfast. We're talking about the women who are farmers now, resources. Where do you send women when you meet them to learn more about what it takes to be not the farm wife? I think I don't want to confuse this, because there are some who will think we're talking about being the farm wife. You are a farm wife, but you also are the driving force. You're a co-partner in many ways, probably running the farm. So should I be differentiating between being the farm wife? Because when I grew up, the farm wife didn't have as much of a hand in what was going on most farms as you do and many others do today.
Yeah, you bet, Doug. That's a really good question, because the bottom line is roles are changing on farms, and it's a diversity of things, and very, very much, as you've talked about, a team effort between husbands and wives and siblings and family and partners and community. And that is really exciting, because it's giving folks more opportunities to do different things and take on different roles. And there's a variety of tasks that women do on farms historically, and even more so now. But to what we're talking about is women who are running the farm business, or, as I do with my husband John, run a part of it, and we do it as a team, but taking on more of a managerial role there and implementing the vision of what this farm is going to do. And to your question on resources, that's a really interesting part with women farmers, is the research shows that women, not just in agriculture, but really all aspects, women learn best from each other. And a peer-based learning model is really what works well for women farmers. So in my work, I work in the Midwest here with MOSES, the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service, and direct our Women Farmer Training Project in her boots. And we design our on-farm workshops very much around that, of knowledge sharing and providing forums for women to get together, be it informally over a local potluck like we do a lot in Wisconsin, to on-farm field days specifically for women, and having that opportunity to share and ask questions and bring in, yes, great resources and women from the different agencies and USDA offices to your peers. And it's interesting, too, when you look at the statistics behind new women farmers. It's being driven a lot by women midlife, women in their 40s and 50s who may have grown up on a family farm and want to return to those roots, may be like me and be city kids who always had this dream and said, hey, let's do it, and I need to do it now, right, before time flips away. And that is a really interesting idea of peer networking, because women coming into farming in their 50s bring a range of experiences, probably not ag-related, but other. They might have run businesses. They might have worked in other organizations and have a skill set that is very much needed on the farm. And, again, something we can learn from each other. And that's very much the spirit of the Soil Sisters book, is over 100 women farmers contributed, shared their stories, shared their insights and ideas. So the part I love about it is that really collaborative setting, and it goes against the rules of business competition, right? Because we women realize that when we all succeed, agriculture succeeds, our family farm succeeds, and we're all in this together, and we really need to support each other.
Yeah, it's much different. I grew up around men running the farm, you're right, and that's why I differentiated between the farm wife and the woman who's running the farm. There is a difference. There's a wholesale change in what's going on. Women are better communicators. They just are, although a lot of the younger farmers that I know are doing, both men and women, interesting things, using the resources, social media, for example, finding things out. We can now, I have a new idea, mowing machine, and we couldn't find the book for it, and there was a real problem with one of the shafts, and so we went to my guy has an iPhone, and he just goes on the iPhone, and he goes to New Idea or AGCO, and they have a drawing right there online, sketch of the parts book and the way the machine comes apart. And that's all. He didn't have to go to the dealer and order a book. All he had to do is go online and fix the thing in the same moment that it needed to be fixed, rather than wait a week to get a copy of the schematic from the dealer. And I think that's the kind of thing that is being done, but also just spreading the word about what you can do. People are using social media for telling their story. I mean, I'm sure that if people go to inserendipity.com, the website for your farm and the B&B, they could find out immediately whether they wanted to go. I've actually thought about having, and I know it's been done successfully, I wonder whether you're doing it, having people come at the B&B, they stay a weekend, they pay you not only to stay in the B&B, but to learn about the farm. There's a farm package, a weekend on the farm. Bring the family for $500. You can experience working on the farm and doing farm chores and learning about the animals. Have you done anything like that?
Totally. The area of agritourism is booming and is very female-led because I think we women do have a natural knack and love to host and bring people to the farm, particularly kids and families. So, yes, that is a great opportunity and increasing where people not just want to know their farmer and where their food comes from, they want to visit. And, yes, they want to pay for those experiences.
Yeah.
We have run now here in my local South Central Wisconsin area, based on this Women Farmer Network that we have, an annual event called Soil Sisters, the first weekend in August, which has now grown to be the largest women-run event of its kind on farms in the country. And that's exactly what we do, is farm tours, and folks come out for culinary events and to see different farm experiences, to learn how to butcher a chicken, to learn how to work with fiber from animals, a real diversity of workshops. But it's based on that exact idea you're talking about, that people want to get out on farms. And the more we can do that, I really see that as a win-win, because it's adding economic vibrancy to a farm's bottom line on the agritourism front. But it's really building those farm connections. And once somebody's been out to a farm, once they have collected eggs, that's life-changing. And people can't go back, you know, to just not caring and not knowing what's on their table or whatnot. It's a relationship that agritourism really builds. So, yeah, and to your point, too, about social media and the Internet, that's really helping drive a lot of the agritourism, where you see folks starting farm stays and bed and breakfasts and different forms of farm-to-table dinners. And in the Midwest, we have a lot of these pizza farms now where farmers are serving pizza on the farm one night a week, and ways to get the word out really easily and for folks to share their experiences with anything from photos on Instagram to inviting other friends on Facebook. It's a way that you can get your business up and running much, much quicker than you could just a couple years ago.
There's a trend in my area to do farm to table, that is, the farm grows the food and whatever, it's the animals and the vegetables, and that's what they serve. There's a very high-end farm not far from me that does just that, and that's why they have such support, because they took an old barn, converted it to a restaurant. People are trying to get me to do that with one of my barns now on my farm, converted to a restaurant. I don't grow produce on my farm. I'm a dairy guy, although I'm going to be growing hemp and perhaps hops on the farm and even a cannabis grow, because I find that that is the sort of thing around here where it's very expensive to farm will keep the farm viable. It's a little bit controversial, but
it's a profitable crop. You see a lot of discussion on that here in the Midwest, too. It's definitely a future trend. And especially what you're talking about, too, of the on-farm food service. It's an interesting area that really needs some good research on behalf of the farmer, because it often requires commercial kitchens or infrastructure investments that can get quite pricey.
Very expensive. We'll spend a few more minutes here with Lisa Caveras after we get you to get a good night's sleep. If you've been losing sleep and you're not enjoying, you're busy, a lot on your mind, you go to bed, your pillow's not comfortable, the mattress isn't comfortable, the sheets are no good, and you're wondering why you're not getting a good night's sleep. Well, the reason you're not getting a good night's sleep is because you don't have the tools. The best pillow is from MyPillow. The best mattresses are from MyPillow. All kinds of deal. The limited time for MyPillows for the price of two continues. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's DJV at MyPillow.com. Buy everything there at 50% off. Get great bargains. These Giza sheets, The pillows, pillowcases, just wonderful. And guaranteed for your money back. That's something you won't find with other pillows and bedroom supply houses. Two premium plus pillows, 55% you save on those. So it goes on and on. Check out the resources for a great night's rest. Save big money by using the DJV code at mypillow.com.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, we've got a couple more minutes here with Lisa Caveras from In Serendipity Farm. I had two questions. One of them has to do with how extensive the workforce is in your family. Is it you and your husband? Do you have other people? Do you have children that are working there or relatives? How are you finding help?
Right. We pretty much do manage it on our own. We have a 17-year-old son who is quite helpful, Liam. But we intentionally kept things small so that we could manage it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it gets a little crazy sometimes.
Oh, sure it does.
Projects go undone. But, yeah, that was our goal.
All right. Now, you also made me think about, you made a comment about solar power, solar families, farms using this for the family and the farm. I'm doing this as well on my farm. This is becoming quite the thing. And growing crops, running the farm, using solar is very efficient. Did somebody come to you with a plan, or did you go out and seek the input of people that were solar builders?
Right. So we had run on wind for 20 years. We had a wind turbine, small scale, on the farm and switched to solar last summer exclusively because the cost of solar, photovoltaics, has gone down so much. We worked with a number of different organizations. The Midwest Renewable Energy Association does a lot of renewable energy education. And wherever you live, there's probably a nonprofit that can help you get started and may have an event or a conference because, yeah, to your point, it's a total win-win because
it is.
It's great for the environment and conservation.
Yep.
But it can help your bottom line, too, and needs to be thought of with all that in mind.
Lisa, you're a breath of fresh air. Thank you. Very nice. I'm very happy we were able to meet in these surroundings. Lisa Caveras, the In Serendipity Farm and Bed and Breakfast at the website inserendipity.com. Thank you for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walk around the bend, play by the river, climb up in the
farm. I look forward to spring again.
Welcome to the
farm. I take my tractor down the road, or some of them anyway. So much fun. Great stuff on the farm. This is the American Family Farmer. Don't forget the podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We've been talking about two things so far in this hour. The weather, and the Midwest has frozen this week. This is the age of weather extremes. Australia, farmers there fighting fires. The country is literally on fire because it's so hot down there. So we hold a good thought for the farmers there, the farms and the animals in the Midwest and the upper Midwest, especially where the temperatures this week, 20, 30, 40 degrees below zero, awful for the animals. In a moment, I want to go back to what we our main focus, and that is women farmers and what's going on there. I have, because more and more women are operating farms in our country, there are, and the lady that we were talking to was a new farmer. She had really good, strong business skills, though, and that was, I think, made it essential in her success. But I want to talk about some of the other things that are part of the networking for women farmers here on the American Family Farmer right after this. Calitrin, one of the best ways, if not the best way, the healthiest way anyway, to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely. The major ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, and collagen is the protein that helps you build more muscle and so many things that are dependent on collagen to make them all work well. They are all affected to the plus side when you're using Calitrin. So go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV, the DJV program. Happy to promote this product because it works. It's called Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and you get it only online by going to toploss.com if you mention the DJV program. And as a matter of fact, when you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Check that box for DJV. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the American Family Farmer brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. It's now available around the country in stores everywhere. So, the focus on women farmers. There are a lot of discussion-based groups and workshops that are bringing women together to learn from experts in production and finance and human resources and marketing, even legal things that are beginning to matter, especially if you're doing agritourism on your farm. You need to protect yourself intelligently. So the skills being taught by a lot of these folks who are getting together, passing on the information to fellow participants, because there's so much interest, the dynamic increase in interest that I find wonderfully rewarding. I find so many people are interested. They're curious, and then they get involved. They don't really understand or appreciate what really goes on the farm, but they want to learn, and that brings more people in. There are a number of these organizations, and let's see, 33 different organizations in as many different states. Here in New England, we have them up in New Hampshire and Vermont. But they're all around looking. I'm sure if you go to the National Farmers Union or the American Farm Bureau Federation, they'll tell you, because they have programs to network women farmers. They see this as a way of reinforcing farm numbers and bringing more and more people in. I've always found that women were much better at organizing, much better at selling, much better pretty much at everything. And I think that there's the diversity of women, the way women, the ruggedness, if you will, because farm work requires that you be strong and healthy if you're going to do the physical work. And that's one of the things also that's kind of refreshing that's coming out of all of this. Women are playing a role and appreciating the strength and things that they can do on their own. So it's all part of making the world of the American family farmer more focused, or as focused, on women as men. Great idea. I'm Doug Steffen with the ideas on the American Family Farmer, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.